Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 77 for Monday, September 26th. I'm Jade Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were 50 cents to $3 per ton weaker in early activity on Monday. The November contract was down $1.30 at $467 a ton, pressured by the ongoing Canadian harvest. Despite rain in some areas, Western Canadian farmers are making good harvest progress, which is bearish. Spillover weakness from the Chicago Board of Trade soybean market was also a feature. Weakness in the Canadian dollar capped declines as losses in the loonie make canola more appealing to international buyers. Canola's technical biases to the upside, which further underpin prices. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were down 1 to 2 cents per bushel on Monday with the November contract at $9.52. The market declined with reports of high yields, which will add to domestic supplies and is bearish. Increased commercial selling furthered losses. However, rain is stalling harvest activity in some areas, which limited declines. Corn prices were down 3 to 4 cents per bushel in early activity, with the December contract at $3.33. Corn lost ground with spillover weakness from the soybean market. Steady crop condition ratings and the advancing maturity of the U.S. crop also had a bearish effect on prices. Strength in the U.S. dollar added to the declines. For wheat, prices were down 5 to 7 cents per bushel, with the Chicago December contract at $3.97. Wheat moved lower as a bearish supply and demand situation continued to pressure the market. Advances in the greenback further pressured prices, while spillover weakness from soybeans and corn added to the declines. However, the expectation for increased demand from the European Union in light of the region's poor domestic crop limited declines. Let's look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, September 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.